Look who's jumped ship. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Howard Dean, the former head of the Democratic Party and a health care reform evangelist, says the current Senate bill only enriches the medical industry without controlling costs, and he'd kill it.
This is a terrible disappointment. It's a disappointment to the American people, and we're going to keep fighting. We are not going to stop this fight.
Maybe not, but the Army is going home. Even the SEIU, the big pro-health care union, is balking, and it's looking like most of the voters have had it. Listen to this. The latest Washington Post ABC poll asked the question, in the long run, do you think the quality of health care you receive will be better if health care reform becomes law or if the current system is left as it is now? And among the uninsured, it was a tie. A tie among people with no health insurance, who you'd think would be desperate for any reform. Half the people responding said they think they'll actually get better health care if the government does nothing. Well, it was fun anyway. We'll have a whole new appreciation of the status quo now, so that when our premiums skyrocket next year anyway, we'll remember all those warnings about the dangers of big government and be grateful the insurance company will even have us and cheerfully hand over the arm, the leg, the pound of flesh. We will bless the drug companies for charging us whatever it takes to keep Lipitor cheaper in Canada. And the uninsured, they will be free to use emergency rooms or just hold off on their treatment until they reach age 65, knowing that the government kept its government hands off their government Medicare. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.